fields of Whiteland. And Salinas got a takedown, went to a double vine, climbed up on top, and hit a full Nelson, so he lost the penalty point. Weishan just got switched, turned right to his back. Heron came around, ended up getting a two-point reversal. Weishan hits a set out. Comes up on his feet. Heron tripped him and took him down. Weishan in the down position on the whistle. Heron went to a tight waist and an arm chop. Weishan tried to come out of it. Heron's broken. Weishan down flat on the mat. Heron of Evansville Modern Eye went into a cross wrist tie and a wing, something that South Bend Clay is really good at. Weishan's trying to come down and pull the hand off. Seconds left in the second period. Heron of Evansville Modern Eye leads Weishan 3-2. And he's trying to go into a stack on Weishan and pick up some near fall points. 2 seconds, 1 second. Second period is over. They go to the third period. And it's Weishan's choice. He chooses the neutral position. He trails 3-2. Heron head chucks him by. Heron comes out and goes into a collar tie. Again, the head chucks Weishan by. Weishan shoots in on a single leg. Heron counters him. They go out of bounds. 3-2, 1 minute and 30 seconds left in the third period. Heron of Evansville Modern Eye leads Nick Weishan. Weishan shoots. Heron snaps him. Spins around. Weishan comes up. They're back on their feet. And again, Heron hits Weishan with a shuck or a throw-by, a drag-by. Got all the way around on Weishan, but Weishan fought his way and went out of bounds. Weishan gets in on a single. Got in on a nice single. But Heron locked up on a double arm throw. And Weishan tried to go into a body lock or a bear hug. Couldn't get through on it. Heron again hit into that head chuck. Weishan went by it. Weishan shot in on a single. Heron countered him. Weishan went right back and shot on him again. They just penalized Heron for stalling. And then Heron immediately got in on a deep single on Weishan. He's trying to go out through the back door. They've got a stalemate, so they're coming up. So now the score is 3-3 with 13 seconds to go in the third period. Weishan was doing a pretty good job shooting. Now he's gone to defense. Coach Gable's going over and
think they're questioning the penalty point there.
Yeah.
Was that? I didn't even see him get cautioned for the first stalling. Did you?
Or? I didn't either.
Well, evidently he was, so here we are in overtime.
We're going into overtime. Score is tied 3-3. Weishjian takes a shot on him. Heron comes out, gets into an underhook on Weishjian, fights his way inside. Heron takes a shot on Weishjian. And got a two-point takedown. So Heron's going to take third place with a 5-3 overtime win. Steve Salinas of South Bend Clay is wrestling Matt Fields of Whiteland. And Salinas is ahead 4-2. This is a match for 5th and 6th place. Whiteland is Steve Salinas in a front headlock. There's 1 minute and 35 seconds left. Was that the 119 forfeit?
Yes, yes.
Who won?
Harris.
Harris? Wait a minute. That was Williams and Gallagher, wasn't it?
Or wait a minute. Williams. I'm sorry, Coach.
Williams got third?
Yes.
Steve Salinas has fought his way up into... Thank you, ma'am.
Wrestling for seventh place at 119 on that block, Eli Michael of Columbia City and Ethan Harris of Beach Grove.
Have you announced Burnside yet? Or
Burnside is ahead 4-2. Oh, no, he's on middle mat.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeremy Burnside's of South Bend Clay at... 125 pounds is wrestling for third place against Weasley Patrick Plainfield, and Wesley Patrick just got in on a double on Burnside, took him down and immediately cut him loose. Wesley Patrick ran an arm drag and then got into a single leg on Burnside's. Swung around the outside. Burnside drops in on single. Can't finish it. Brings the first period to an end. Coach Sinkovich mentioned to you all ago, first period's here, only 1 minute. Burnside chooses the down position. Wesley Patrick of Plainfield takes top. Burnside tried to hit an outside leg stand-up, and Wesley Patrick went to a tight waist near arm chop. Wesley Patrick's thrown the legs in and gone over the top of Jeremy Burnside's. Caution on Wesley Patrick. Burnside sits a nice outside leg stand up, comes up on his feet. Wesley Patrick went to a half Nelson and a hip lift. Burnside toe trapped him for a second and then went right back down to the mat. Wesley Patrick counters out. Burnside tried to hit him with a roll. Steve Salinas of South Bend Clay has ended up winning fifth place over Matt Fields of Whiteland, 4-2.
Steve Salinas, South Bend play, takes fifth place at 112. Now on that three, Marcus Miller of Muncie Southside, Reese Freeman of Wilmington South, fifth place at 119.
Jeremy Burnside's caught in a situation here against Wesley Patrick, where Wesley's got the legs in, gone over the top and hit kind of a back hook, and he's gone down through the crotch and got into a hand trap through the crotch or a thread the needle, and neither of the guys could improve, and so the official called a stalemate. In the start, Burnside gets up on his feet and ended up getting in a bad situation there, Coach. Got his hand caught behind his back, but he went ahead and cut through anyway and got an escape. So the score is now 2-2. And there's like 3 seconds. Burnside gets in on a single leg. And they went to the mat. But the officials say the time had already expired. So we have a 2-2 tie. Wesley Patrick Plainfield chooses down. Third period. Burnside on top. Patrick hits into a set out. Tries to come up. Hits an outside leg stand up. Comes up on his feet. And Burnside cuts him loose. So the score is now 3-2. Both Burnsides and Patrick not getting into a tie-up here. Patrick goes to a collar tie now. Burnsides goes to a wrist tie. Burnsides getting down low, looking like he's getting ready for a single leg shot. Patrick goes to a head and heel and got a head and ankle pick on Burnsides, and Burnsides was able to come out of that. That's a pretty phenomenal feat. Burnsides just kind of limped out of there. Scores 3-2, 1 minute left. Third period. Jeremy Burnsides of Clay trails Wesley Patrick of Plainfield. They go out of bounds on the far side. 53 seconds left for third and fourth place. Burnsides tried to hit a duck on Patrick. Patrick cross-faced him and kind of blocked him in. Seconds left, third period. Burnside still trails 3-2. Wesley Patrick goes into a 2-on-1 tie. Burnside tried to slip off the outside and hit a slide single on the outside, and Wesley Patrick threw it by. And he's draped over the top of Burnside's. And now Wesley Patrick gets a takedown, goes ahead 5-2, and that's going to bring the match to an end. So Wesley Patrick of Plainfield will finish third, and Jeremy Burnside of South Bend Clay will finish fourth. Just a minute ago, Steve Salinas, Burnside's partner at 112, finished fifth, winning a match over here 4-2. Matt Henry of Portage made a tremendous run against Alexander Warren of Mooresville right at the end. At one point, Alexander was ahead of him like 10-3, and he ended up losing 14-11. So Matt Henry of Portage comes out to wrestle Drew Lapp of Evansville Modern Day.
We got a final on Matt. One, Ethan Harris from Beech Grove defeated Eli Michael from Columbia City by the score of 7-3.
Ethan Harris wins the seventh place match at 119 on mat number one.
Henry's got a wrist tie.
Josh Smith of Yorktown and Eric Black.
Go out of bounds, come back in. Twenty-five seconds left in the first period for third and fourth at 130 pounds. Matt Henry swings around on Lapp. Again, Matt Henry gets in on that two-on-one tie and just starts swinging around on Drew Lapp of Evansville Wrights. Getting back into the 2-on-1 again. Thank you. Lapp chose the down position, beginning of second period. Matt Henry of Portage cut him loose. Goes right back to that 2-on-1, trying to get into it. Lapp of Evansville Monterdine now leads. Lapp shoots a single on Henry. Henry finally sprawls, counters it out. Go out of bounds. Matt Henry comes back in. Lapp sets on the line. 1 minute, 37 seconds left. .130 left. Matt Henry of Portage really pushing on Drew Lapp of Evansville Monterdine, going to a 2-on-1. Henry's getting into this 2-on-1 and just kind of swinging on it and driving Lapp backwards, and then he swings to try to get Lapp to put weight on his feet and shoot in. Now Lapp comes in, shoots a double on Henry, and finishes the double to take a 3-0 lead. So Drew Lapp of Evansville Monterdine shot in and hit a double. And it goes up over the top. At the 2-on-1, now he's got a real deep, tight waist. Rotates in, starts digging the arm out, changes over into a wing and a far wrist. Starts driving forward on Matt Henry. Henry builds up his base. Lapp goes out of the wing. Comes back off, goes to a tight waist, breakdown. Henry pulls the hands loose. Lapp drops down on the leg. Third period. Lapp leads 3-0 over Matt Henry. Henry chooses the neutral position. Lapp keeps pushing, or Henry keeps pushing into Lapp.
So she got three goals. All right, thanks.
Bye. Again, Henry comes right across the mat. Gets a takedown on Lapp. Goes go behind. Front trip. Takes Lapp down, gets 2 points, cuts him loose, makes the score 4-2. Phillips got an underhook and a front headlock on Henry, and Henry's driving into it. Come back to the center. 1 minute and 11 seconds. This time, Lapp shoots in on Henry. Official said it is a stalemate. They go back up on their feet. Matt Henry keeps going to a two-on-one, swinging off to the side. Taking a shot. Drew Lapp sprawls back, goes into a front headlock. It's time Lapp comes out, shoots in on a single. It's in on a deep single. Got in on a single. There's 18 seconds to go. Laps in on a single, holding on, and Matt Henry's trying to spin around the outside. And he didn't get it. So Lap of Evansville Modern Eye wins 4-2. Pound wrestling for third and fourth. Jeff Papernick, Fort Wayne Snyder, going against Derek Harrison of Indianapolis Cathedral. Harrison using kind of a touch and go, or a touch at present time, pawing on the head, trying to get the head down. Jeff Papernick trying to close the gap and get in. Papernick shoots in on a single leg. Derek Harrison counters him with a front headlock. Harrison spins around on Papernick. Got him up on his feet, but he hasn't got him down on the mat yet. And they go out of bounds. And he shows control, and he got the two-point takedown. So Derek Harrison of Indianapolis Cathedral got a two-point takedown. Back heel spike and roll. Papernick, Fort Wayne Snyder, down position, hits into an outside leg. Harrison sets back, pulls him into his lap. It's going to bring the first period to an end. Derek Harrison of Indianapolis Cathedral leads 2-0, 135 pound. Papernick comes into a stand up. Derek Harrison of Indianapolis Cathedral locks onto a wrist and a tight waist. Goes right up over the top. Thank you, ma'am. Breaks Jeff Papernick down. Harrison's now going to a bar arm, trying to go through the rear crotch, lifting on Papernick. Papernick builds up his base. Harrison goes to a far arm. Inside wrist tie. Driving forward on him. You can see Harrison's clean up off his knees, driving forward into Papernick. Seconds left in the second period. Harrison's doing a good job of just driving Papernick down into the ground.
Now up at 3-130 pounder Steven Zimmer of Angola and Anthony Hobbs of Kokomo.
Papernick's now into a short set. Hobbs has just pulled him back into his lap. 11 seconds to go in the second period. Papernick sets out, tries to turn back into him. Harrison goes up over the top. That's going to bring the period to an end. The score is still 2-0. Harrison of Indianapolis Cathedral leads Jeff Papernick of Fort Wayne Snyder. Harrison will choose the down position. He leads 2-0. Papernick is warned for starting too quick. Papernick's over the top on Harrison. He's got an inside wrist tie driving in. Score is still 2-0. Papernick's trying to pop that hand up across the back. Can't bring it up. Harrison builds up. Looks like he's coming out. Papernick comes back and throws the leg in. Official stops it. It's a stalemate. Nobody's improving. Harrison sets himself in down position. Papernick's going to cut him loose with 46 seconds to go. Harrison spins away from him, making the score 3-0. Papernick goes into a shot, and Harrison comes right over the top of both arms. Tries to go to a cross-ankle pick, but Harrison blocked it off. Harrison did a nice job there of just kind of waiting there and throwing it right at the last minute. Papernick steps in, goes to a heel trip. Harrison. Papernick took him down with 3 seconds on the clock, making his score 3-2. It's going to bring the match to an end. And Harrison of Indianapolis Cathedral is going to end up third, beating Jeff Papernick of Fort Wayne Snyder 3-2. Sean Cooper of Jasper is 45-2. He's a senior. Nick Walpole of Perry Meridian is 53-1. He lost a 4-2 overtime match to Andrew Howe of Hanover Central. And Sean Breechler of Jasper came out and shot in on Nick Walpole. Nick Walpole countered him.
Garrett Baker, Franklin Kent, AJ, 7th place at 130 pounds.
Got a two-point takedown. Breechler of Jasper comes right up. Squares into him, gets a one-point escape. Comes out and shoots on Walpole again. This is where Walpole went to a cross-leg tip. Locked into a front headlock, went to a cross-leg tip. Now he snaps wrestler's head down. Going to bring the first period to an end. Nick Walpole of Perry Meridian leads 2-1 over Sean Breschler of Jasper. Walpole has his choice. He chooses a down position. He leads 2-1. Breschler pulls Walpole right back into his lap. Sets up on top. Tries to go to a leg ride. Walpole just kind of accelerated. Move and ended up coming right back out and got a one-point escape. They go out of bounds. They'll go back in. Nick Walpole of Perry Meridian leads Sean Brescher of Jasper 3-1. Minute and a half left in the second period. Walpole goes into a tight collar tie. Breschler hit a nice duck under. Boy, Nick Walpole just spun around on Breschler and got a two-point takedown. Breschler tried to go into a trap and roll. Now Walpole goes over the top and into that backside cradle. Locks that cradle up. Comes right up over the top. Turns Breschler over. Walpole got 3 points for a near fall. Thank you, man. Walpole again going into backside cradle. Turns Breschler again. Walpole now leads 8-1. He's going to get at least 3 points near fall here. Now he turns Breschler and he's ahead 11-1.
David Zimmer and Mangola, 3-2 winner on that green for 5th place at 130 pounds.
Now up on 35. 15 seconds left in the second period. Walpole goes over the top, locks up a cradle. Time runs out. That's the end of the second period. Breschler wants Walpole down, so he puts him down. Score here is 11-1. And again, Walpole sits out of there. Breschler kind of pulls him back. Walpole stands up, Breschler goes up on top, throws the legs in. Goes up over the top with half Nelson. Walpole comes back, hooks his arm inside, dug his arm inside Breschler's leg ride. Breschler's able to power it out. Breschler went to a far arm and just started running around the head. Walpole's down. Walpole reaches back and grabs hold of Breschler's leg, but he can't get out, and Breschler can't turn him. They go out of bounds. King is wrestling Eldridge?
Yes.
Okay. Matt Eldridge of Warsaw is wrestling Jamie King of Muncie Southside on the far mat. They're wrestling for
7th and 8th.
They're in the first period, and the score is 2-2 or 2-1?
It's 2-2, and they're in the
second period.
At the conclusion of this match, maybe we'll turn the camera over there. And
okay. There's 40 seconds left in this match, and Walpole now leads Breschler 14-1. He got an escape and then got a takedown on Breschler. Eldridge is locked up into a front headlock on Muncie South. Walpole and Breschler go out of bounds. Breschler sets himself. Walpole on top. 20 seconds left. And Walpole went right up over the top into that cradle and locked it up. And boy, he's really got it tight this time. And Breschler got out of it. Walpole got 3 points, making the score 17-1, which is a tech fall. So Nick Walpole is going to finish the year at 54-1 and in third place.
I turn the camera, Coach.
Okay, Sean Breschler leads. Now we're down on the far mat where Matt Eldridge of Warsaw is wrestling for seventh place. At present time, it's a 2-2 match, and Eldridge pushed into Jesse King of Muncie South.
I'm ready.
Muncie South snapping down on Eldridge's arms, and he goes to an elbow shuck by. They go out of bounds on the far side. The score still remains 2-2. Is it 2-2, Coach?
Yes. No, it's 4-2.
4-2. It's 4-2 now. Not really sure. There we go. We're going to... forgot to put the third period up. Eldridge cuts Muncie South loose, making the score 5-2. Muncie South hits into a deep double, and Eldridge tried to counter him out. They go out of bounds.
Just got an email, Coach, from one of your 1980 wrestlers, our class of 1980, Roger Hines.
Hines?
Yes.
Oh,
he
my
says
God.
Hi.
He's getting pretty old to be able to use a computer, you know.
And Bill Prochaski emailed in also, and he says hi also.
Billy Prochaski. Oh, my gosh. Eldridge gets into a single leg, and Muncie just counters him out. Eldridge dropped off, tried to hit a slide-by single, and Jesse of Muncie Southside's countering him. Score is 5-2. Muncie South leads Eldridge of Warsaw, and there's 1 minute and 2 seconds left. Thank you, ma'am. The third period, they go back out. They're still on both their feet, they're still on their feet. The official stepped in and was trying to explain something to Muncie South and Warsaw about something, and so the Muncie South wrestler reached over and patted the official on the back. Muncie South snaps down on Eldridge. Spun around behind him and got a 2-point takedown. Takes an 8-2 lead. There's 34 seconds left. Eldridge is down on the mat. And James of Muncie South is trying to go up over the top and throw both legs in. Now there's a two-point reversal. Eldridge got a reversal, making the score 8-4. There's 10 seconds left in the match. So Eldridge has got to not only turn him, but he's going to have to pin him in order to win. James comes up on his mat.
James King of Muncie Southside
will beat Eldridge of Warsaw 8-4 for 7th and 8th.
Now up for 7th place at 130, Reese Gaines, Jason Kelson of South
Pines. The match right in front of us at present time, you have Jamal Lawrence of Merrillville Wrestling, Mike Sands.
Okay.
Okay, on the far mat, that should be Fairfield. And who's he wrestling?
I gotta turn back here. He's wrestling Jason Kelsey of Southmont. We're gonna go ahead and turn the camera over there, Coach. We're on mat number one.
Okay, this is Reese Canaday of Fairfield, a junior with a 38-5 record. He's wrestling Jason Kelsey of Southmount, a senior with a 34-3 record. Jason Kelsey shoots in on Reese Canaday and gets in pretty deep. Canaday's got a quarter on him, and he just turned. He just cranked Jason Kelsey. So Reese Canaday of Fairfield with a real good front quarter. The really good front quarter turned Jason Kelsey, and that's going to bring the first period to an end. So Reese Canaday of Fairfield leads 2-0 in the 140-pound consolation for 7th place. I am looking at the official. I'm trying to figure out. I guess they had a nosebleed or maybe a cut lip. The match out here for third place is a rematch of the championship at Merrillville, correct? Mike Sands of Hanover Central and Jamal Lawrence of Merrillville.
Yes.
Chad Biddle wrestled Jamal Lawrence in the semifinals and lost to him. Chad Biddle's down wrestling Chad Biddle's wrestling for the championship at 145. So last week he got third. This week he's wrestling for the championship. Reese Canaday of Fairfield's in the down position. He trails. Or, I'm sorry, he leads 2-1. Hit a nice stand up on Jason Kelsey of Southmount. Kelsey countered him, and Reese Canaday came around. And you know, you say he had a switch, but he really just kind of hit a single leg and took it out. It's like Jamal Lawrence of Merrillville, who won the semi-state last week, came in fourth here, getting beat by Hanover Central in the consolation. Reese Canaday just got reversed. He's got a leg on Jason Kelsey, but they gave Jason Kelsey of Southmount a reversal anyway. Now Reese Canaday's in the down position. Jason Kelsey showing that he's going to cut him loose. So that makes Reese Canaday a lead score of 5-2. Jason Kelsey comes off, goes to a 2-on-1, tries to lock in on it. Reese Canaday tried to run a tip on Jason Kelsey, a short dump or a fireman's carry from down, whatever you want to call it. And Kelsey tried to counter him. Reese Kennedy worked into a single leg, and Jason Kelsey went to a lateral drop from down, and it did actually throw Reese Kennedy over, and Reese Kennedy just hit the mat and bounced right back and came up with a single leg takedown. Now he's into a chicken wing and a far wrist. So Reese Kennedy of Fairfield now leads. I think it's 8-2.
It's 7-2, Coach.
7-2?
Yep.
They go to the third period. And Jason Kelsey of Southmont has chosen the neutral position. Again, Reese Kennedy shoots in. And Jason Kelsey caught his arm behind his back. And Reese Kennedy picked him up. And Jason Kelsey put a scissors on Kennedy's head. That's a penalty point, and so Reese Kennedy of Fairfield got a one-point penalty, making the score 8-2 now. Jason Kelsey comes out, hits into a couple of hard shots. Reese Kennedy is trying to fight out of the inside control. Kennedy forces the position back down on the mat. And right in front of us here, Benji Dolly is wrestling Ken Porter of Ben Davis. So Reese Kennedy of Fairfield on the far mat is in the third period. He's ahead 8-2, and he just drove right straight through on Southmount and got a two-point takedown. So now Kennedy goes up 10-2. So Reese Kennedy of Fairfield is in a situation, thank you, ma'am, where with about 35, 40 seconds left, he's got to stay out of deep trouble. He's going to come in seventh here.
There's nothing I can do there.
Kennedy and Jason Kelsey of Southmount are over on the far side. They finally go out of bounds, and the official will bring them back and put Southmount in the down position. We have a caution on Southmount for starting too quick. 24 seconds left. That's a penalty. That's a penalty.
Did he call it, Coach, or?
Huh? I don't know if he called it, but that's a penalty. That's an intentional drill back.
Yeah, intentionally drilled him back on the mat, so it's like an illegal slam.
Reese Kennedy of Fairfield has won 10-5 for seventh place. So Reese Kennedy of Fairfield is your seventh place winner. We're looking out on the mat here. Benji Dolly had the legs in, and Chamadi and Porter of Ben Davis stood up and just intentionally drilled Benji Davis on the mat.
Oh, you're welcome. Looks like Benji's having a hard time
breathing.
Yeah.
I just wonder if it popped his sternum. That could be a big factor in the team match next week. They just played the drill back on the overhead program, and that brought a whoa from the crowd. I would imagine Benji Dolly's not feeling a whoa right now. He really got drilled. kind of looking around while this match out here.
Yeah, it's not looking like Benji Dolly's going to get back up here to wrestle.
I'm wondering if Benji Dolly's going to be wrestling in the team state finals next week. I mean, he got hammered there.
He looks like he's in a lot of pain.
Looks like he's in a lot of pain. I would think if you got your wind knocked out of you sooner or later, you'd come out of that. Okay, do we have any matches we can go to here that have local guys?
We're on mat number one here, Coach.
Mat number one? Okay, who are we looking at?
You're asking me?
Okay,
Let's see here.
We're at 145, right?
Yeah.
So that's Brian Jensen of East Central and Eric Orr of Perry Meridian. Yeah, I think it's Perry Meridian.
Yeah, that's
in
correct.
The blue. And the score at present time is 3-0. Eric Orr of Perry Meridian leads over Brian Jensen of East Central. Perry Meridian, very deliberate in their style.
Well, Benji Dolly gets a nice round of applause. He hasn't gotten up to his feet yet, but he's at least sitting up, so that's at least a halfway decent sign.
Eric Gaw, Perry Meridian's in an underhook, and Brian Jansen of East Central is kind of backing out so he can get out of that underhook. Eric Gaw goes in for a single leg pick. They're putting some of these things on the overhead thing at present time. So it looks like Dolly just got drilled. He's having trouble coming off the mat.
160 pounders now up on that, too. 160
from Maryville,
Joseph Wayne. And
from
Ben Davis.
Man.
Nothing to do with next week.
For Mishawaka, because they're in the same state, yeah. Yeah.
Perry Meridian is still ahead 3-0 on the far mat. Riding tough with a good inside wrist tie. Jensen comes out, hits into a short set. Jensen comes up on his feet, cuts through, and gets a one-point escape. So the score is now 3-1 with 1 minute and 15 seconds left in the third period at 145 pounds for 7th and 8th place. Jensen's trying to force Eric Orr into an upper body tie. Eric Orr of Perry Meridian is not wanting to have much to do with it. Jensen tries to step in with an underhook and use a underhook and a hip toss.
Coach on the middle mat for third and fourth, we have Joseph Wing from Maryville and Jesse Wally from New Palestine. Jesse Valley from New Palestine, he's winning 4-2.
With 17 seconds to go, the match is still 3-1. Although Perry Meridian, Eric Orr, Perry Meridian just took Jensen down, but took him down out of bounds. Now Jensen's trying to go into a heel trip. Can't get it with 4 seconds left. It's going to bring that to a close. Eric O of Perry Meridian in the blue uniform defeated Brian Jansen of East Central 3-1. So your seventh place winner is Eric O of Perry Meridian. So bring Robertson up from South Bend Riley, right?
That's correct, and he's wrestling against Seth Teeters of Bloomington North.
Okay, Mike Robertson in the blue and gold of Riley, Seth Teeters of Bloomington North in the maroon uniform. Teeters, a senior with a 38-6 record. Robertson, a senior with a 38-9 record. Robertson gets in on a single leg. Pops that leg up. Seth Teeters keeps it right in between his Robertson's legs. Wings back with his side headlock again. Okay, Mike Robertson of South Bend Riley trails Seth Teeters of Bloomington North 2-0. Robertson sets in on top. Teeters comes right up with an outside leg stand up. Pops those hands away. Gets a one-point escape. So Seth Teeters now takes a three. Takes a 3-0 lead. Teeters just ran a double on Robertson and picked him up. Got a two-point takedown, gave Robertson a one-point escape, makes the score 5-3, I think, on the far mat.
I'll tell you what, I think that number's fading out on that scoreboard. It looks like a one here to me.
Is it a one, 5-1? That would probably be more correct because Teeters had a 2-0 lead at the end of the first period, got a one-point escape. And I think he just took Robertson down, so he leads 5-0. Robertson shot in on a single leg. Teeters of Bloomington North continuing to, Seth Teeters continuing to press in on Robertson. Now Robertson going to a 2-on-1 tie, pawing on the head. Robertson shoots in on Seth Teeters, gets in on a single leg, picks it up. He's got a single leg picked up. Seth Teeters blocking with his leg in between Robertson. Going to an elbow. Elbow pick popped Robertson's elbows off. And it came out. Robertson tried a little bit of a side headlock. Second period comes to an end. The score is 5-0. Michael Robertson takes a down position. Tries to go to an outside leg stand-up. Seth Teeters went to a tight waist and a far ankle.
He ended up... New Prairie.
blocking it off. Now Robertson squares up, sets out on Seth Teeters. Gets a one-point escape. Sure looks on the scoreboard like the score is 5-2. Seth Teeters leads Robertson of South Bend Riley. Now Mike Robertson hitting into a single leg. Mike Robertson shot in on Seth Teeters, and Seth Teeters blocked him and then drove back on him. Ended up getting absolutely nothing out of it. They're blocked up. They're locked up in third period. There's 59 minutes. Mike Robertson dropped in on a single. Can't get in. Seth Teeters doing a good job here blocking with his elbows. Now Seth Teeters shoots in on Mike Robertson and gets into a single leg. And Robertson's trying to roll him through and can't roll him through. And Seth Teeters gets a two-point takedown, making the score 7-2. Goes into a inside wrist tie. Now he comes over the top in a wing. I don't know if he's trying to lock up a wing on both sides.
So he has a wing with wrist control.
Wing and far wrist?
Yep. Alright, we're going to switch over.
And he comes around. And they said that's the end of the period. The score is 7-2. Seth Teeters of Bloomington North has defeated Mike Robertson of South Bend Riley for 7th place. So Seth Teeters of Bloomington North will be 7th. We are looking at a mat out here right in front of us that Joe Wing, Jesse Whaley of New Palestine beat Joe Wing. So who are we looking at right now?
We're looking at Nathan Krause from New Prairie versus Shane Herodot from Columbia City. Krause is 45-6, and Herodot from Columbia City is 40-4.
Looks like Herodot finally got a two-point near fall over Nick Krause. Nick Krause sets himself in down position. It is the second period. Krause hits a good set out. Herodot comes right back and clamps onto a tight waist. Nick Krause tries to crowd into Herodot. Herodot can't lock up on it. Now Herodot goes off to a head lever on Krause. Tries to hit a head lever on Krause. .189 from Northridge.
I got it, yeah.
For 5th and 6th, isn't it?
He's wrestling for 5th and 6th, yes.
Herodot of Columbia City tried to go into a hip lever and couldn't get it and just slipped off and went into a back heel spike on Nick Krause, and Nick Krause rolled through on him and got a two-point reversal. Looks like Coach had a question on whether or not the reversal occurred before the buzzer, and both the officials agreed. Herodot of Columbia City chooses a down position. Score is tied here, 2-2. Nick Krause of New Prairie is just a tough, tough kid. He's run a three-quarter Nelson on a couple of guys today. Tried to run a three-quarter Nelson in a semifinals and couldn't turn the guy. So he's into a tight waist ride here, trying to go over the top looking for a cradle. Dots locked up in the down position. Krause is trying to go over the top to see if he can go in the legs. Dots hipping into Krause. Now Krause is trying to scramble around and come back out. Dots reaches through and takes a hold of Krause's leg. Nick Krause is coming back looking for a cradle. Can't get it. And he tried to go to a roll through, and just Nick Krause of New Prairie just powered Gerdot of Columbia City right over to his back. Gerdot had a single leg, turned in on Krause, and Krause just caught him and picked him up and turned him right over. Now Gerdot bridges out of bounds, and he's going to get Nick Krause is going to pick up 3 points near fall. This Nick Krause of New Prairie is a stud, Coach.
What did he turn him in, by the way?
Hey, I've got a hold of your head and leg, and I'm just going to hybrid you through. So Nick Krause now has a 5-2 lead on Gerdot. Gerdot of Columbia City is going to have to come out and score. And Krause has gone into a three-quarter Nelson, and Gerdot pulled the leg out, got the leg out. Krause just pulled Gerdot over with the head. This Nick Krause of New Prairie has really did a heck of a job, and that's going to bring the period to an end. Nick Krause is going to get 3 more points. So Nick Krause of New Prairie is going to finish third in the state by defeating Shane Gerdot 8-2.
Boy, he took that three-quarter Nelson the opposite way.
And, I know.
Yeah. Coach, we're going to take a break here for a second.
Bills getting you down? Cut your utility bills by 50% today. Save 20% on water heater replacements. Start saving today by calling Ace Mechanical Services, Inc. at area code 317-215-2218. Ace Mechanical Services Incorporated is a proud supporter of all the Indiana wrestlers.
All the way down.
Sending out the best of luck to the Mishawaka Cave and wrestlers is the Family Barbershop, located at 221 North Main Street, Mishawaka. The Family Barbershop is owned and operated by Mr. Jerry Brandenburg and Mr. Roger Finney. Give them a call at 255-5171 to set up your next appointment. Make your summer wrestling plans now by attending the gold medal training camp system from Ken Kerchow. Visit KENCHERTOW.com and register for all your wrestling summer camp plans.
Hey there, basketball fans. There's only one place to be after you shun your favorite high school basketball team, and that's at Flick's Home Plate and Bullpen in Wakarusa. Owner Larry Flickinger invites you to come in and have your post-game celebration with pizza, burgers, and many specials. So when your team has secured that victory, secure a great pizza, burger, or special from Flick's Home Plate and Bullpen at 106 South Elkhart Street in Wakarusa, where the customers are a winner. Or call Flick's today at 862-1151. That's 862-1151.
The Floor Gallery, located at 403 East Mishawaka Avenue, specializes in all of your flooring needs. No job is too big or too small for the Floor Gallery. The Floor Gallery wishes the area wrestlers the best of luck. Call the Floor Gallery at 255-1967.
Hawkins Water Tech has been the water specialist in the Michiana area since 1967. Quality products and service, along with the Hawkins team of professionals, has earned them the respect of being a total water treatment company ready to meet the demands of residential, commercial, and industrial water treatment in the 21st century. So for all of your water needs, including softeners, drinking water, bottled water, and more, call the pros today at Hawkins Water Tech at 800-360-9292 or visit them on the web at hawkinswater.com.
congratulating the Penn Kingsmen and the New Prague Cougars is Dr. Jeff Hivert and staff. Dr. Hivert is located at 132 East Michigan Street, New Carlisle, Indiana. Give him a call at 654-8822. Dr. Hivert saying good luck.
Have you been looking for a new computer or getting your current one serviced or updated? Then you need to see the pros at Mapletronics of Goshen. Mapletronics delivers sales, service, and premier technology solutions to the Michiana area. Mapletronics is also a Microsoft certified partner and an authorized testing center for Microsoft Office. Mapletronics is one of the area's only Peak Elite dealers for Xerox solutions. So for your entire computer needs, from hardware and software support, or to finding a local internet service provider, call Mapletronics today at 574-534-2020.
Wright's Flea Market, located in Paw Paw, Michigan, owned and operated by Corey Sinkovitz, is sending out good luck to all the dedicated athletes who have worked hard to get to the state wrestling finals. Wright's Flea Market is open from mid-April through October on Saturdays and Sundays.
Now I've had 171 pounders. We're back on.
We're on mat two.
Mat two.
Unless we want to go somewhere else.
Okay, mat two, that's at 189 pounds. And we're looking at Christopher Barnheiser, who I think lost in overtime in the semifinals, wrestling Kenny Jordan of Lebanon, who lost in overtime in the semifinals. So both Barnheiser and Jordan, losers in overtime. One, a situation where a guy rode him in double overtime, and the other where a guy got an escape in double overtime. So at 189, the top four guys, obviously extremely close. Kenny Jordan of Lebanon just got an escape in the third period. Barnheiser leads this. Barnheiser's in the blue, and he leads this 3-1 in the third period. 1 minute and 38 seconds left in the third period. Kenny Jordan of Lebanon got in on a single, but Barnheiser was able to grab the elbows and pull him out. They go out of bounds over on the far side.
Again, wrestlers, as we get down toward the end of this session.
Thank you, ma'am. Barnheiser and Kenny Jordan still locked up out here, 3-1. There's only 55 seconds left. Christopher Barnheiser tying up Kenny Jordan. Kenny Jordan tried to fight his way in and get into an underhook. Go out of bounds, come back in. 41 seconds left in this match. Barnheiser goes to a collar tie. Kenny Jordan comes off and tries to pick a leg. They go out of bounds on the far side, and the official just warned Barnheiser for stalling. Come back in. Jordan's into an underhook, trying to lift his way through the underhook. Barnheiser's forcing into him. Barnheiser locks in. Jordan went to a underhook and a hip, but couldn't get it. There's 3 seconds left. So I would say Christopher Barnheiser here is going to end up. Kenny Jordan tried to hit a couple of quick shots. And Barnheiser of Union County takes a 3-1 decision for third place at 189 pounds. 215, Jonathan Seeger. Joe Gibson of Northridge should be coming up here pretty quick. He's wrestling for fifth. He should be on this mat here. That's match 249. wrestling for third place here at 215 is James Edwards of Jennings County and Jonathan Seeger of Jasper.
Is that Eldridge over there? Who's that over there?
I looked down there.
Is that low? 249? Nope.
No, I was thinking Jeremiah Maggard, but it's none of the Penn coaches.
All right, it's 235. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong one here. Okay. It should be Sam Johnson from Avon and Jordan Fish of Madison. Does that look?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
James Edwards of Jennings County got in and hit into a single leg there, but by the time they finished up between Edwards of Jennings County and Seeger of Jasper, they were out of bounds. Jennings County crowding in on Seeger, trying to hit into a double overhook. There's about 5 seconds left in the first period. Zero-zero between James Edwards of Jennings County, who's in the down position, and Jonathan Seeger of Jasper. James Edwards had a nice inside leg stand-up and then got some back pressure, came right up, cut through on Seeger, and got an escape. So now Edwards of Jennings County leads Seeger of Jasper 1-0 in the second period. Is this slow of Warsaw here?
Yes, it is.
Is anybody doing it?
He is, right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the other camera's doing it. Lowell from Warsaw is he's winning 2-0 in the second period with 1 minute left.
Okay. Guys, listen, you guys instead of them, just say something about Gibson. You should be the next man on this secondary
roster. Okay. Gibson is on deck on mat 3. The athletic director from
Northridge?
Yeah, wants to know. So. So we thought we'd shout a word out to him and let him know.
It's not Hofer, is it?
Is it Hofer?
Is it Hofer? Or is Hofer retired?
Steve George.
Steve George? I'm getting old.
Playing down in Columbia City. And Columbia City, of course, has a radio station here doing it, and we're doing it. And maybe they're inclined to see if Jeff can get it faster than Steve.
I just think it's nice and, that an athletic director is interested in his kid for
great.
Wrestling. So.
Tom Lowe of Warsaw is doing a good job out here. Oh, my gosh. Going to have to take a gymnastics course in order to wrestle anymore.
Well, if you watch the wrestlers at the college ranks, you definitely think that.
You
know.
I tell you what, they are gymnasts. With 17 seconds to go out here at 215 pounds, it still remains James Edwards of Jennings County is leading Jonathan Seeger of Jasper. Seeger of Jasper is going to take the down position. He trails here 1-0. James Edwards of Jennings County showing an alternate start. Cuts Seeger loose. The score is 1-1.
Lowe has scored a takedown. Forsaw has scored a takedown here to take a 4-1 lead in a match for fifth place. We have a timeout on the mat. There's a blood timeout. Thank you, ma'am. Lowe of Warsaw is ahead 7-1, and there's about 35 seconds left, so it looks like he's sitting pretty good. If he doesn't end up losing something bad here. Overtime match. Double overtime down on the mat.
He wins it at 171 on mat number one.
It's like the young sophomore from Avon has come out as a winner. That was at 171. That may not be a sophomore.
I guess not. I did see him in the trainer's room, so Jeremiah Maggard, our Chad friend from Leo, wins by forfeit from Jeremiah Maggard for 7th and 8th. Should we tune over to the Glenn?
Okay, this is John Glenn. This is Matt Bogart of John Glenn, who's now 46-2, wrestling Matt Whittle of Mount Vernon, Fortville. Okay, you're going to get Gibson right here?
No, he's getting Gibson okay. Over there. We have Bogart.
Okay.
Who's that?
Matt Bogart of Glenn. Into a underhook on one side, and Matt Whittle of Mount Vernon Fortville is underhooked on the other side. Bogart keeps trying to step across and run a foot sweep on Whittle, and Whittle's just tall enough that Bogart can't get into him. Whittle has snapped down on Bogart. He's into a front headlock. Bogart's retaining a 2-on-1 tie. See, end of the first period, score 0-0. Whittle of Mount Vernon has his choice. He has chosen a down position. He sets himself. Matt Bogart of Brian Glenn on top. On the whistle, Bogart went to a tight waist far ankle. Whittle pushed back into him, popped that ankle free. Came up on his feet, got a one-point escape. So Matt Whittle of Mount Vernon Fortville now leads Matt Bogart of John Glenn, 1-0. Again, Whittle snaps Bogart into a front headlock. Bogart goes into a 2-on-1 tie and then tries to go to a kind of a lat toss on Whittle, but they went out of bounds, so there's no points scored. Whittle comes out, goes into a collar tie. Again, Whittle gets into a double underhooks and tries to jack the underhooks up. I think Bogart lost a contact lens. Bogart comes out, goes into a 2-on-1. Whittle kind of head shucks him out of it. Now Bogart just slides off and shoots a single on Whittle. got in on a single on Whittle and got Whittle's leg up in the air, trying to heel trip Whittle, and he does heel trip Whittle, takes Whittle down to the mat for a two-point takedown. Whittle comes up on his feet, and again, Bogart tried to go to that far ankle, and Whittle limped it out, but Bogart got a two-point takedown and a one-point near fall, and Bogart just stepped in on Whittle, and just stepped in and
home. Like he just
stepped on his foot, I think, and tripped Whittle right to his back and got a fall. So Matt Bogart of John Glenn scored a fall in the second period, 1:21 plus another minute, 2:21 in the match. Matt Bogart of John Glenn has won and takes seventh place in the state. So Matt Bogart of John Glenn finishes the season with a record of 47-2, and he finished in seventh place in the state. So congratulations to Matt Bogart of John Glenn. Gibson of Northridge is out here as Gibson, he trails 1-0. Gets in on a single leg, drives in on it. Seeger of Jasper and Edwards of Jennings County still have a minute and 3 seconds here. They're tied at 1-1 for the 215-pound third place.
We're focused there now, Coach, if you want.
All right. So we're on the third place match between Jasper and Jennings County. It's a 1-1 tie. Seeger of Jasper in the black uniform and Edwards of Jennings County in the red, white, and blue uniform.
This is one of those 20-minute matches, I think, here.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time. Had a couple of blood timeouts. And Seeger of Jasper trying to get in on a single leg and got popped again, so we end up with another blood timeout.
Gibson from Northridge, that's tied up at one apiece with a minute 30 left in the third period.
We have a heavyweight match down to 275 pound, I guess is what it's called. Heavyweight match down on the far end for 7th and 8th. It's Josh Goldsberry of North Central, 32-3, wrestling Chico Adams of Perry Meridian, 47-6. Chico Adams went into overtime with Andrew Ginter of Penn, and Ginter won 2-1. And Jonathan Goldsberry went into overtime with Brian Benner of Benton Central, and Benner won in overtime. So the two guys wrestling for 7th and 8th place are a couple of guys who lost in overtime matches in the Wrestlebacks. Thank you, ma'am.
I have us back on Matt, too, here for the conclusion of this match, I guess.
Okay, this is James Edwards of Jennings County and Jonathan Seeger of Jasper. Jasper's in black, Jennings County red, white, and blue. 17 seconds left. Jennings County has snapped Seeger into a front headlock about four or five times, but he doesn't have a way of scoring out of that front headlock.
Overtime on three.
Joe Gibson of Northridge is in an overtime match. 1-1 tie. They're both on their feet. Now we're in an overtime match on two with a 1-1 tie between Seeger of Jasper and Edwards of Jennings County. Seeger got in on a single leg on Edwards of Jennings County, but he couldn't get him out of there.
What just happened there?
I wasn't watching the match.
I think Gibson just lost in overtime. Yes, he did.
Oh, my gosh! Seeger of Jasper heel-tripped Edwards of Jennings County and took him right straight to his back. And Seeger high-bridged, or Edwards high-bridged and rolled him through to get a two-point takedown and a three-point near fall. It's in overtime, so as soon as the points were scored, James Edwards of Jennings County is going to win. So he wins in overtime.
We have
okay, wrestling for third and fourth out here. Andrew Bogard of John Glenn in the red and black of John Glenn. Wrestling Andrew Quintana of Mount Vernon, Fortville.
Tell you what, coaches, Andrew Bogart, he's really had a nice state finals, in my opinion.
He really has. Andrew Quintana of Fortville comes out and just starts rushing right into Andrew Bogart. Bogart tried to go into a bear hug on Quintana. Quintana stepped in and hipped into him.
He's a big boy there.
Threw him right over on his back. Bogart's trying to bridge up and come through on it. Quintana of Fortville's got him down on the mat and got a fall in 33 seconds. So Andrew Quintana locked up a bear hug, and Bogart tried to throw him through, and Quintana landed on top of him and got a fall in 33 seconds. So Andrew Bogart, heavyweight of John Glenn, is going to end up fourth in the state. And I know Bogart doesn't want to admit it at present time, but 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, if you'd have told Andrew Bogart he was going to be fourth in the state, I think Andrew Bogart would have had some questions. So Andrew Bogart, as Corey Sinkovitz said, had a really good state final tournament. He won on Friday night with a fall in 3:45, came out and picked up an 11-3 decision over Josh Goldsberry of North Central, and then lost a 9-4 decision in the semifinals. That pushed him down into a match for third and fourth, and he ended up in fourth place. So Andrew Bogart, right now he probably didn't feel really good about it, but I'm going to tell you that eventually Andrew Bogart's going to look back and say, I had a really good state tournament series. We're looking down at a match between Goldsberry and Chico Adams at Perry Meridian, but we're going to focus right now on a match between Brian Benner of Benton Central in the green uniform and Andrew Ginter of Penn in the black uniform. And we're probably not going to see a lot of this match because the coaches for Benton Central are Brad Harper and one of his assistant coaches, and these guys never sit down. They are into the match. So this is Harper of Benton Central versus Wilk of Penn High School. And they used to work out together when Harper was wrestling for Purdue.
I'd have to put my money on Harper now.
I think age is starting to take its toll on Wilk, huh? Okay, it's 30 seconds into the match, and Benner tried to go into a body lock on Ginter, and Ginter just sat down and rolled him through and picked up a two-point takedown. So with 18 seconds left in the first period, Andrew Ginter of Penn has taken a 2-0 lead over Benner of Benton Central. Benner tripods up. Ginter's trying to lock onto him here.
God, we have a wall in front of the camera.
Benner comes right up on his feet, and Ginter spirals around on him and breaks him right back down. So we're at the end of the first period. This is a one-minute period. Scores 2-0. Ginter is leading Benner of Benton Central. Benner chooses the down position. Comes out, hits a set out on Ginter. Comes back around. Ginter tries to lock up on him. Benner comes up on his feet. Ginter cuts him loose. Score is 2-1. Ginter steps in. Hits into an underhook and an overhook on Benner. Ginter's really pushing on Benner, and I think that's what he did before. He pushed on Benner, and then when Benner tried to hit a throw, Ginter just backed out on him. And now Benner locked up in a body lock on Ginter and stepped in and hipped Ginter down. Got a two-point takedown on the side. So now the score is 3-2. Brian Benner of Benton Central leads Andrew Ginter. These guys are actually wrestling for fifth place, even though they are on the center mat. Ginter did a nice job there. He built up on his base, kind of popped his elbow up so that Benner would try to hit a half Nelson. And when Benner went to hit the half Nelson, Ginter tried to hit a trap and roll on him. Go out of bounds on the far side. Ginter comes right up on his feet. Benner tries to hit a front trip. Gets a front trip on Ginter, but they go out of bounds. It's like the official's trying to tell Benner he's got to take him down in bounds, and Benner's going, "I'm trying to." Ginter separates the hands and steps out of bounds.
Caleb Van Diemen of Whiteland, your winner at 215 on that three.
Coaches from Benton Central told Benner just to cut him loose. So that makes the score 3-3. Benner comes out, locks up with Ginter. Both of them fighting for inside control.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's your last name?
Into a night that go out of bounds. 39 seconds left in the second period. 3-3. Ginter gets into an underhook. Benner slides around the side. Tries to go into a body lock. Come back to the center. 25 seconds left in this period.
Tell you what, but both these heavyweights are pretty lucky. Everybody in the arena is watching them. No one else is wrestling.
Like a championship match here. Both these guys are really pretty agile on their feet. You know, I mean, the old concept that heavyweights are just big and you know, they look for a upper body throw. At the end of the second period, Ginter of Penn has his choice. It's a 3-3 tie. So with the 3-3 tie, they're going into the third period. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Oh, Ginter came up on his feet and got a one-point escape. And Benner hit into an underhook on him. And Ginter tried to slip the lock and couldn't do it. And Benner took him down with a two-point takedown. So Benner now leads 5-4. Venner sets himself, or Ginter sets himself in down position. Venner tries to break him down. Ginter comes up on his feet. Coaches are saying let him go, so the score is now 5-5. Venner tries to get into an upper body lock, and Ginter slid down on him and ended up in a single leg on the out of bounds line over there. And again, Venter hooks up into a double overhook, and Venter's going to power Ginter down, but he doesn't get it. Ginter did a nice job right there at the end of kind of slipping out of the move. Back up on their feet. 44 seconds left. 5-5 tie here. Thought we were going to see a takedown there. Ended up going out of bounds. Benner's in a double overhook. Ginter's in an underhook trying to throw Benner. seconds left. Ginter forcing into Benner now. He's got Benner retreating. Going into overtime. 1 minute in overtime. 5-5 tie.
I'd say these overtime matches are kind of rough on these heavyweights, though.
Yeah. Ginter gets into an underhook and had Benner straightened up there for a while. Now Benner's trying to lock off on Ginter. Ginter brings his arm across. And Benner tripped Ginter to the mat and got a takedown. So Benner of Benton Central is going to end up fifth over Andrew Ginter of Penn.
You want to? Yeah, hold on. Give us 1 second.
Okay. Daryl. Sal Smith and Corey Sinkovitz and I would, we'd like to take a little time here to thank Daryl Yaw and Bruce Shepard and all the other guys who took a chance on us and said, would you guys like to go down and help us do some things down at the state finals? And, of course, Sinkovitz and I just kind of jump on these kind of things. It's something that we really like, so... You know, if you get anything, you know, the people who are advertising and people who are listening to this broadcast, if you get a chance to thank Daryl and Dave Shepard, boy, we sure would appreciate it. This has kind of been a thrill for Corey and I. You know, we're down here on Press Row. We think we're important. But we've seen some really great wrestling here, and we hope that the broadcast provided by... sports.com is the kind of thing that you people really would enjoy and encourage these people to continue on. So this is Al Smith, and we're just sitting down here relishing our fun with being here. Anything else, Corey, you want to add to that?
No, I'm just excited for the finals, and actually it's been a long day, and I'm kind of getting tired, and I kind of feel bad because Coach Smith, he seems a little more energetic than what I am at this time. So. All right, I guess we're going to go with some commercials now, and we'll be back, I think, in about 35 minutes or so.
I'm here for Verizon Wireless with a great Red Hot Deal Days offer.
Get one Samsung A950 music phone free instantly when you buy one for just $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate.
Just stop by a Verizon Wireless communication store or Circuit City.
Subject to 2-year agreement per phone, $35 activation fee, $175 early termination fee per line. Other charges and restrictions. Coverage not available everywhere.
Verizon Wireless, it's the network for Red Hot Deal Days. For free home delivery, call 1-877-2-BUY-VZW.
Para Español, marca 2.
I'd like to tell you about a very special federal student loan consolidation program. It's offered by ISM Education Loans. You may be able to combine all of your federal student loans together, lock in a fixed interest rate, and lower your monthly payments. Variable interest rates could go as high as 8.25%. Interest rates on student loans will be increasing effective July 1st, 2006. Please give us a call at 1-888-ISM-2002 to start your consolidation process, or you can visit our website at www.ismloans.org.
Weaver Electric and Heating Corporation has been serving the Michiana community for over four decades with residential and commercial electric needs. They offer rewiring services as well as service upgrades. There is no job too small for Weaver Electric and Heating Corporation. Voted as Michiana's favorite electric corporation for 3 years running. Give them a call today at 574-259-9907. That's Weaver Electric and Heating Corporation at 59581 Elm Road in Mishawaka, Indiana. 574-259-9907 for all of your electrical needs.
I'm here for Verizon Wireless with a great Red Hot Deal Days offer.
Get one Samsung A630 color flip phone free instantly when you buy one for just $19.99 after $30 mail-in rebate.
Just stop by a Verizon Wireless communication store or Circuit City.
Subject to 2-year agreement per phone, $35 activation fee, and $175 early termination fee per line. Other charges and restrictions. Coverage not available everywhere.
Verizon Wireless, it's the network for Red Hot Deal Days. For free home delivery, call 1-877-2-BUY-VZW.
Para Español, marca 2.
The water specialists at Hawkins Water Tech have provided residential, commercial, and industrial clients with water treatment solutions since 1967. With offices in Middlebury and Elkhart, they serve the entire Michiana area. For all your water treatment needs, including water softeners, reverse osmosis drinking water treatment systems, service, and salt or bottled water delivery, visit their webpage at hawkinswater.com or call 800-360-9292 and ask to speak to a water treatment professional. At Hawkins Water Tech, they know H2O. Hey, sports fans, you have always known there has only been one place to be after your team's victory. That's Flick's Home Plate and Bullpen in Wakarusa, Indiana. Larry Flickinger invites you to his new location on State Road 19, where you will find the best burgers, pizza, and many specials. Make sure you also check out the extraordinary decor while you're there. That's Flick's Home Plate and Bullpen at their new location on State Road 19 in Wakarusa, Indiana, or call 574-825-1152. Flick's, where their customers are always a winner. Wraps up our coverage on BroadcastSport.net and 106.7 FM of the Indiana High School Athletic Association Individual State Wrestling Finals from Conseco Fieldhouse. Special thanks to Al Smith, Corey Sinkovitz, along with our technical directors Daryl Yaw and Bruce Shepard. Coverage of the Individual State Wrestling Finals here on BroadcastSport.net and 106.7 FM has been brought to you by Mapletronics, your local internet service provider in northern Indiana. Verizon Wireless, where we never stop working for you. The Indiana Secondary Market, Weaver Electric of Mishawaka, Flick's Home Plate and Bullpen of Wakarusa, Indiana, and Hawkins Water Tech, where we know H2O. The preceding broadcast is owned and copyrighted by BroadcastSport.net. Any use or reproduction of any of the content of this broadcast without the express written consent of BroadcastSport.net is strictly prohibited. So for the entire staff and management of BroadcastSport.net, thank you for joining us here on BroadcastSport.net and 106.7 FM. God bless everybody.
anytime you want, AJ. I don't know, that face-off thing takes forever.